Hey, you want that to go?
They're here. Now, they're here. In the studio.
They are. We've got Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor here, and Louise Story talking about business from our partner, the New York Times.
Takeout.
And in Washington, for our quick takeout from Washington, we've got our very own Todd Dzwilek. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste.
Okay, so the American Medical Association has always taken a stance on health care reform. They were famous for helping to defeat it in the 1930s and the 1950s. They almost prevented the passage of Medicare, and they've taken a position on health care reform, actually supporting health care reform now.
That's right.
And in an interesting take, they've come out to oppose the don't ask, don't tell policy about dealing with gays in the military. What does that have to do with the AMA?
Well, it has to do with really the health care of military service members. Basically, what the AMA has said is that don't ask, don't tell forces military personnel, if they're gay, to be secretive about their sexual orientation. Doctors don't want their patients to be secretive about anything that could affect their health. It might be their relationships, their sexual behavior, anything like that. So basically what the AMA has said is that don't ask, don't tell drives gay and lesbian people underground, and they may not be honest with their physicians, and that can negatively affect their health. Now, interestingly, the AMA also said that gay marriage bans can negatively affect the health of people outside the military. It's been known for a long time, at least accepted by the Institute of Medicine, that a lack of health insurance is bad for your health. You don't
right.
see your doctor as much. You don't have coverage for preventative services. The reasons for that are sort of easy to understand. Well, if gay marriage bans make it harder for spouses or domestic partners to get health care benefits, therefore harder to access health care services. Now, they did not call for overturning gay marriage bans, but they did say that they can negatively affect the health of gay and lesbian patients. So that's going to be now probably in the mix of the healthcare debate.
I assume that legislators would then argue, well, that just argues for us to get better health insurance coverage to everybody, and instead of dealing with marriage, let's just deal with who's insured and who isn't. But this is kind of feeding into the larger issue on where we stand in a lot of gay rights legislation in the Congress, right?
Well, that's right. And don't ask, don't tell is a huge marquee issue for the gay and lesbian political community. They haven't had any action on it yet, and they've been very frustrated about that. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the president did sign federal hate crimes legislation expansion to cover gay and lesbian
right.
people. That was a victory for gay and lesbian activists. But don't ask, don't tell has not been addressed. Now, Barney Frank, an openly gay member of Congress and a senior one, appeared in the press yesterday saying that don't ask, don't tell in the military is going to be repealed in military legislation next year. Now,
we'll
he's not a member
happens.
Of the leadership. He's going around saying that it's a done deal for next year. The White House is saying, we haven't decided that yet. It's a very touchy issue, as you can imagine.
I bet. Todd Dzwilek is our Takeaway Washington correspondent.
So, Todd, there's nothing secretive about the salaries for TARP-taking banks down there in Washington. Nothing secretive
right.
about that. And Louise Story, executive compensation pushback is going
yep.
on at AIG all
yep.
of a sudden. We own most of AIG,
yep.
but they're not happy with the executive compensation limits that the feds are putting on them.
That's right. You know, Ben Moshe, their CEO, he was appointed in August.
Robert Ben Moshe. He's the
yes,
CEO of AIG.
Let's be proper here.
A government employee, basically.
But, you know, he's not always so proper in his remarks because, you know, right after he was appointed in August, when he was referring to federal policymakers, he called them the, quote, crazies in Washington.
Oh, wow.
He's making friends.
So he always has melodramatic things to say. There have been reports that he's threatening to quit over these compensation
threatening
rules.
Whom?
Todd, you're a crazy in Washington, right?
Yeah.
Everyone in Washington's crazy.
Right. Well, thanks, Louise. We love having you here, by the way.
Right. But what he's doing now is really posturing over executive compensation. The compensation czar, Ken Feinberg, already ruled on the top 25 executives at AIG. He really reined in pay. Some of them, there are a couple of them there who are only making $125,000.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. It sounds like a lot to some people, but for an executive, you know, it's a real cutback. And so Ben Moshe told employees yesterday he's committed to the company, but he's just fighting for their right to pay.
Quickly, does he have any clout?
Well, you know, would be very disruptive for AIG if he left. And so it is actually, he really can posture some. He can throw his weight around because it would be hard for them to change CEO yet again a second time in a year.
Fighting for the high-paid executives at AIG, Robert Ben Moshe, a crusader down in
Social
Washington.
Rights for Wall Street.
Speaking about high-paid people, let's talk about football players.
Yes.
With Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. We've got Thursday Night Football starting tonight. The San Francisco 49ers and the Chicago Bears. Let's call it, Ibrahim. Who do you think is going to win this?
Giants?
Well, right now, okay, so the Bears are 4-4 and the 49ers are 3-5. The 49ers head coach is a guy named Michael Singletary, who was a legendary linebacker for the Chicago Bears.
84 Bears.
There you go. So, and the Chicago Bears have Lovie Smith, and Chicago had a love affair with him, but no longer do it. They would rather have exactly. They would rather have Michael Singletary as their head coach. They would also rather have a defense that actually played and a quarterback that didn't throw interceptions. So I'm going to call it as the San Francisco 49ers having a bounce back and beating the Bears tonight.
Okay, we'll see if that happens. Here's another one. Let's talk about college football now. That is from Dixie with Love. That is the fight song played by the Ole Miss Band. And we have it's been an ongoing controversy there at the University of Mississippi over this song because of what they say at the end of it.
Yes, of course. From Dixie with Love. No, the South will rise again.
The South will rise again. And so the chancellor at the University of Mississippi says, forget it. Stop playing the fight song.
Okay, so there's a lot of history, a lot of racial history that's a very racially charged incident. In 1962, the first black student, James Meredith, there were riots and there were people killed on the campus in the 60s. Also in the 60s was the last time that Ole Miss won a national championship. You could argue that because of the stain that happened on that campus, they haven't bounced back from it. They've had Archie Manning play there. They've had Eli Manning play there. That's the only lore that's come back to that campus. And in the past 5 years, when they've started saying the South will rise again after the song, that's when they've done it mostly. The SEC has won 3 out of 5 of national championships. So really, the Ole Miss fans should be saying Ole Miss will rise again. Because right now, that's really what that – it sounds like that's what they're saying. And also, 1935 is when they changed their nickname from the Flood to the Rebels. So to say that it's all about their history –
a lot of history speaking there.
This is not going to be a fight that ends soon.
Not at
Thanks,
all.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.